It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 4 hours of Steelers-Ravens talk coming your way. We will talk to Jeff Capel about the backyard basket brawl at 8:35. Bill Hillgrove going to join us at 7:50, and then Pat Bostic doing his normal thing. He'll be with us from 7 o'clock until 9. So a lot of Steelers-Ravens, a little Pitt, West Virginia sprinkled in there. But we start with Desiree, who is on the line. Desiree, good morning to you. How's it going?
I'm good. Driving to work. How are you?
We're great.
Getting better.
Yep.
All right. So, Desiree, are you single?
Yes.
Are you legitimately interested in our good friend Nicholas Harry Callis?
Yes.
That was quick.
Real quick.
That was a quick yes.
She didn't stutter. There was no pause. There was no hemming and hawing.
Huh.
So, do we have permission? Because when you text him, we do have your number. Do we have permission to give your number to Nicholas Harry Callis and have you guys talk this thing out?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go. Look at this.
Oh. Am I allowed to ask some questions here about young Desiree?
Of course.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, Desiree, Callis is 25.
Yes.
Are you in the same general age range? You're not really supposed to ask a woman how old they are, but we got to do some, you know, legwork here for our guy Callis.
No, I'm a little bit older than him.
That's fine.
That's definitely fine.
He needs that.
What kind of things are you into?
I love football and hockey. I like going to the gym, I like taking walks and movies and music.
Oh, I think this could
I think this could be
something here.
Oh, okay.
All right, Desiree.
I could use more gym time. I think we all know that.
So you have no problem with a portlier man, if I may?
No.
I love this.
This is going to be
this
good.
This is outstanding.
I can feel it. Callis, whenever I get a feeling, man, it's usually on point.
Callis calling me portly. I'm down 30 pounds. Come on.
I know.
That's a good word for that.
Yeah. Portly's good. Portly is it's an endearing description of a big bone man, I think.
Yeah.
All right, Desiree. Well, this is wonderful. Our day has started in a tremendous fashion, and we are going to put you in touch with young Mr. Callis. Thank you.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you.
Bye, Desiree.
Bye.
I think she sounds beautiful.
Yeah. Would you look at that?
This is outstanding.
I'm telling you, this might be something. This might be it.
Do you think she cleared her throat and was like, all right, back to driving my truck.
Yeah, let me get this delivery.
Callis, this is outstanding. I've never been happier for you.
I'm very, very anxious to see a picture.
Text her, I smell a fan wedding.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that would be... That would be fun.
I bet you she's about our age. 34, yep. 35, 36, somewhere in that range.
Yep.
This is outstanding.
That's good for you. Sometimes you need a older lady because they know what they want and they can make you mature faster, Callis.
Okay, but we do have a lot of texters right now. Callis the MILF Hunter. Oh. Someone texting in, that's a cougar mid-40s. Perhaps. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, God.
This is good stuff.
Oh, this is tremendous.
When we go to break, we got to get a last name so we can do some more research.
Yes, Callis, you have access to the text line. Are you on there right now?
No.
Oh. All right, I'll get you her phone number.
I already have it. It's in the call log. I take the phone calls.
Oh, good point by you. Texter, there is one Desiree that follows 93.7 The Fan on Instagram.
I'm on it.
Texter, she couldn't wait. First thing in the morning, she had to shoot her shot at Callis.
I have a lot of respect for that. That's a good sign. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's a great sign. She might have put her head down on her pillow last night, and the last thing she thought about was Nicholas Harry Callis. She woke up and she did. She shot her shot. Texter, what grade are you guys in again? Get out of here. People love this. How could you not? You listen to the show. You love the show. Ipso facto, you love Harry Callis, and we're just trying to make his dreams come true. All right, shall we move on?
Yes.
Are you lurking her on Instagram?
I am.
Early returns?
Yep.
All right. Okay, let's have the conversation that seems to be real hot right now with the Steelers. I saw Adam Bittner wrote a scathing review of the performance we've seen so far this season for Minkah Fitzpatrick. And I'll throw another guy in there whose statistics are underwhelming, and I wonder where you come down on him. But we'll start with Minkah. He hasn't forced a turnover in a season plus. It was week 15 two seasons ago. And he is one of the highest paid safeties in the National Football League. Now, the ball knowers out there and the film watchers, they crush you for even bringing this up. And you can't even have a legitimate discourse about this without being called a ball unknower and yada, yada, yada. Because of reasons like this. And Derek DB on Twitter put this out there yesterday. Steelers fans, we got to talk. Pittsburgh plays more single high and cover three than anyone in the league. This season, they've allowed the fewest catches, 64, and yards, 732, among NFL defenses on throws over the middle of the field. Now, that obviously is Minkah territory. Like, he's peeing all over that spot. That is where he lives. And I do think that that's obviously accurate. The stats bear it out. I think your eyes bear that out. They're very good over the middle of the field. That being said, when you pay this guy that kind of money, you do need to take the football away. I think it's fair to understand he's a good player, but great players do both. You think people wanted to throw the ball over the middle of the field at Ed Reed?
Mm-hmm.
No. But when they did, he'd make them pay. Minkah, when you tried to do that early in his career, he would make them pay. I don't think he's been bad. I think he has been good. But he has not, in my opinion, been great. What are you seeing?
Sometimes, you know, silence is good. I think of even Darrell Revis in college. Nobody threw his way, and he still went first round. He still became one of the best corners ever. And even in the NFL, like, sometimes he wouldn't even be on the screen at all because nobody's going his way because he's doing his job and he's helping the defense out. I think Minkah has been good. I understand where you bring up the Ed Reed point, and that's a good point, but I don't think he's asked to do what he was asked to do before. It's a different assignment for Minkah. Minkah is there as a legit, like, the definition of a safety.
He's a deterrent.
Yes. And, you know, it does make you think twice whenever you see him out there, if you're a quarterback or your offensive coordinator, and to not try to throw in his vicinity at all. And if you do, to make sure that he can't get the football. So I understand that people want to see him make those splash plays and create turnovers, but, you know, for us to say that he's not doing a good job this year, I think is just, you know, that's way off base. But he is a factor just by his presence on the field.
Are they utilizing him the right way?
Yes, because I think Deshaun Elliott has played so well.
He's been so good
this year that they don't need to use him in any other way. That's how I honestly feel. They're like, well, Deshaun Elliott has really, from day one since they signed him, been outstanding. So it's like, we'll just keep Minkah as a legit safety and have Deshaun Elliott keep playing the way he does. Now, if Deshaun Elliott wasn't playing well, or if it was KZ back there and they weren't playing well, maybe that you'll see some different wrinkles where Minkah would be more involved and he'd be in the action more. But they don't need to, because the strong safety in Deshaun Elliott has just been playing fantastic. And that's usually what Minkah had done at some times, but I don't think that they really need him to do that right now. I think that there will be a time. Now, let's see what it looks like on Sunday.
So that's
let's see what
I'm
it looks
going.
Like against the Bengals, too.
So that's where I'm going, because people are going to text in, why are we talking about this right now? Well, we're going to hit every Steelers angle throughout the course of a week, and really nothing happened yesterday. I mean, we got nothing. We got a little bit of Patrick Queen, which we'll get to, and what he had to say about the Ravens, a little bit of Deontay Johnson, what he had to say about the Steelers. So a little drama there. But as for the football, this, to me, is a Minkah week. Why? Those numbers we just brought up, Minkah patrolling the middle of the field. There is no quarterback in football that is better at attacking the middle of the field than Lamar Jackson. So it's the immovable object, the whatever the hell that saying is, the force. And
unstoppable force.
Yeah, that kind of deal. Yeah.
Immovable object, yes.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
You went to journalism school.
Mm-hmm. Or I played football.
That's right.
It was a big saying. It was a big thing.
That's exactly what you got going on this week. You've got Minka, who patrols the middle, and the Steelers have done better defending the middle of the field than any team in football. And I think Patrick Queen has something to do with that, too. And I think Peyton Wilson has something to do with that, too. And Deshaun Elliott has something to do with that, too. But you've got that, and then you've got the Ravens, and they've got those two tight ends, and they attack the middle of the field, and Lamar is as accurate as they come between the hash marks. I cannot wait to see how this goes. And I think if Minka is going to have a turnover this season, I think at some point he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be the week because there's going to be a volume. I don't think the Ravens are going to stop being who they are just because you've got Minka Fitzpatrick roaming the middle of the field. I think they're still going to attack the middle of the field. Now, I happen to think Lamar Jackson's going to have a great game. You can have a great game and turn the ball over.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson threw three touchdowns last week was maybe the reason why the Steelers won the football game, and he still had an interception. It happens. I think that matchup might be the sexiest of the week, especially when you consider Deontay Johnson and Minka Fitzpatrick and how those guys don't like each other. There is one more guy that I think at least statistically is leaving a lot to be desired, and this matchup against the Ravens is going to be huge for him. We'll talk about that coming up next. You can give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Here's a text. Guys, I'm a romantic. The Nicholas Desiree fix-up made my day. He seems like a really good dude. He is a very good dude. Texter, so excited for Harry, he deserves to have someone. Could not agree more. Maybe it works. Maybe we lose a listener. There's only two ways this goes. But I'm excited about a potential budding romance.
Well, I tell you what, if this is the person that is following the fan account and the pictures that I pulled up, we're into something. If this is the actual her,
I'm going to throw this thing to break so I can scurry on over and look at your phone. It is 6:12. It's time to make that call to Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. You can text us and perhaps find the love of your life. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we... It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Get money for you. All right, Desiree has texted in one last time saying she does not have an Instagram. So the woman we were seeing who follows our 93.7 The Fan account, whose name is Desiree, is a different Desiree.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Someone texts in celebrity couple name Desiree.
Like that. No, Blurred Lines playing as well as an excellent song.
That's right.
It is a good one.
Are you familiar with the music video, Doran? The Blurred Lines music video?
Can't remember it.
With Pharrell. Pharrell's bouncing around going, woo!
No.
Woo! Woo! And then you got Robin Thicke who's dancing in a suit, and then you just have two topless ladies dancing around them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
Oh, I didn't
Emily
know like
Ratajkowski,
that.
You know who that is?
Ratajkowski?
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
There's a lot of consonants in her name. Ratajkowski or whatever. My Google has it autofill for me. It knows where I'm going. Emily. Oh, bang. Ratajkowski. There you go.
Yep.
So I don't need to worry about the spelling. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We are a very transparent show. We don't hide things from you guys. We tell you what's going on. And so if there should be updates with Nicholas and with Desiree, we will make sure to let you know what's going on there. Texter, you've been playing the song a lot. Are you watching the video right now? I will be. Will be momentarily. I'll show Doran during the break.
Yes.
All right, so Minka has a huge matchup this weekend against those tight ends, and that's where the Ravens like to throw the ball in the middle of the field. Flip it on the other side, and I saw Chris Carter, our good buddy, who's going to join us tomorrow at 8 a.m. from the Post-Gazette. He tweeted out that the Ravens have allowed 63 catches to tight ends, Doran. That's the most in the NFL. Steelers have any tight ends?
Yes.
I feel like the Steelers have more tight ends than any team in football.
Yeah, they have a lot. They use a lot.
They do. Use a lot of tight ends. 680 receiving yards allowed to tight ends That's third most in the NFL. That's a massive number. So they give up a ton of catches, ton of yards to tight ends. Meanwhile, Pat Freiermuth, 19th in the league in reception yards for a tight end. And I thought with Arthur Smith that we would see his numbers balloon. I thought after he got paid, we would see his numbers balloon. Now, like Minka, I feel you can be kind of critical, but also understand that it's a usage thing. And I think it's a quarterback thing. If Russell Wilson had been the quarterback from day one, I think Pat Freiermuth would have gaudier numbers at this point.
Yeah.
But I do want to see more from him. And I want to see them utilize him more. For Pat, I put it more on them than I do on him. He seems to make the most of his opportunities. He caught a touchdown last week. I think he's a bigger weapon than the way they've treated him this year. And they paid him to be a weapon. Let the guy eat. I think he's one of the more dynamic pass-catching tight ends in the National Football League. And at the end of Ben's career, he was fifth in the league in yards, sixth in catches, or vice versa. There's more meat on the Pat Freiermuth bone. Let's go now.
Well, I think the time is coming. I think it's just not just an immediate, hey, Russell Wilson's in, Pat Freiermuth is going to be one of the top targets. I think that is a little bit of a progression. And you've seen them incorporate Darnell Washington a little bit more. So, and we just talked about the utilization of the many tight ends that they do have. I think that once, there's a game where George isn't as effective and he's being taken out of the game, that's whenever you'll see the explosion from Pat Freiermuth. And that's just my feeling of it. It's not that he's not getting open. It's not that Russ isn't finding him. I think it's more of a progression thing as the season moves on whenever Pat Freiermuth does break out. And it's only a matter of time. And this is a perfect game, as you just routed off the stats of the Ravens. This is a perfect game for that to happen. So I'm not worried about Freiermuth at all. I'm not worried about if Russ is looking his direction, the targets or anything. I think that that'll happen as the season does even go on further.
I'm totally with you on that. And as we look at the Ravens' numbers against tight ends, which they're just getting gashed by them, you bring up Cincinnati. And I just remember the way they used to play with that cover two shell, Heath Miller, Pat Freiermuth would just carve these guys up. So the Ravens getting killed by tight ends. They're giving up 68 yards a game to tight ends. Bengals not far off. They're giving up 60 yards a game to tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
So four of your remaining eight games, now half your games, are against teams that can't defend the tight end. I do agree. I think Pat Freiermuth is about to go off.
Yep.
I think he's going to have a second half of the season that is befitting of the contract that the Steelers paid him. And I'm jacked up about that. Because, A, I think he's a really good dude. But I think if he becomes more of an option in this offense, which has already been averaging 30 points per game with Russ, that is flirting with being a top 10 offense in points per game in the NFL already, you haven't even seen the best of him.
No.
I think there's reason to be optimistic this offense can get even better. And I think he's one of the main factors and keys in all that.
Absolutely right. And I mean, with him, you're doing so many other things too, at playing that position. So, whether it's blocking, whether it's, taking your guy away from a portion of the defense so somebody else can get open, like, he's doing his job. He's not complaining. He understands that the game will come to him. And it's only a matter of time before he breaks out.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time.
One of the problems is, and it's not even a problem, they like utilizing Darnell Washington when they feel like they've got advantageous matchups. We saw Michael Pruitt get targeted in the last game. Like, Pat Freiermuth has done a good job this year blocking, I think, in line. Like, that, I don't think that was his biggest strength.
No.
It never really has been. I've always kind of looked at him as like a giant slot receiver, like a Travis Kelce kind of deal. Travis Kelce light. I mean, Travis Kelce might be the greatest tight end who's ever lived. But he's done a really good job doing what he's been asked this year, too. He has.
The thing with Darnell, the reason why that he's been targeted a lot more and he seems to be open in those flat routes and those over routes is because of, defenses that they forget about him because he does block so much. They're like, he's a blocking guy.
Yep.
Like, he's not going to go into routes. And then whenever he does block down and then he peels out, he's always going to be open in the flat because you think he's going to stay in and be that extra protector. That's why he's open, because he gets out late. And after he does kind of hit the defender and it looks like he's going to block, it's like, oh, man, okay, so Darnell Washington's like, you know, I'm going to drop, and then I'm going to look for the next number two guy coming across the field, and then he just leaks out, and he's always open because he's known as a blocker. That's why he's been open.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you are keying in more on Pat Freiermuth because he can burn you.
Yes.
Texter makes a good point here. Russ did miss Pat wide open down the seam.
He did, that one, yes.
Yeah. For as good as Russ finished the game, he was a little bit inaccurate for about 2.5 quarters
there. He did miss him because that's the play where he got stepped on and he kind of stumbled.
You know what? You're right about that.
And his eyes went down. So if he'd had a normal, clean drop back, he definitely finds Pat Freiermuth. So that was just, you know, that's a 50-50. I don't put that on Russ. I don't put that on, you know, Pat Freiermuth. He got stepped on. He stumbled backwards. He had to pick his feet up. And then he looked down the field and he started to panic and he felt the rush. So that's one of those plays where I could just throw away. But you would love to hit that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
The best play of Russell Wilson's Steelers career, I think, inarguably because of the time of it, the storylines, is the Mike Williams touchdown pass. My second favorite Russ play in his Steelers career was against the Jets, and he's got pressure right in his face, and he alters his body to get the ball below a defender to Pat Freiermuth, who then breaks it for a big gain. Like, Pat Freiermuth can be a massive weapon, and when we do our Sunday game balls on a Friday tomorrow to end our show, I think I'm gonna I'll ruin the surprise right now. I think Patty Fry's gonna get one for me.
Nice.
I think he's gonna have a big old game.
Yeah, I think it's getting there. It's about time. It's about time for Pat to break out.
Yes, it is.
Against this team, yeah, as you just said the stats, and yeah, he's gonna eat on Sunday.
He gonna eat.
Yep.
All right. This rivalry feels different right now for a couple of reasons. As a texter just mentions, Mike Tomlin throwing shade at Deontay Johnson. Well, how about the other guy that switched teams, Patrick Queen? He spoke yesterday, and he does not sound like a happy camper the way that he was treated by the Baltimore Ravens. We'll let you hear from him. We'll react. We'll talk about how this juices up a rivalry. Patrick Queen. Big-time Baltimore Raven, 4 years. Now he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, and he's pissed off by the way things ended in Baltimore. We'll get to that in a minute, but I have to do this first, Orin. I'm sorry about taking the show to a different place right now. Texter, Crowley does not know sports if he considers Kelsey one of the best tight ends ever. You might not think he's the best, but how do you not think he's one of the best?
Like, he might be the best when it's all said and done. He is definitely one of the best.
He's fourth all-time in receiving yards for a tight end. He's got the most yards in postseason history for a tight end. He's got the second most receiving touchdowns in postseason history behind Jerry Rice. Mm. He's got the second most postseason yards all-time behind Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver of all time. Some people consider Jerry Rice the GOAT. Yes. Because he's considered to be the greatest player for his given position with the biggest gap between one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis Kelce is nipping at his heels, a wide receiver, for postseason accolades. Just throwing that out there because I hate that stuff.
How many Super Bowls does Kelce have to?
He's got three.
Mm.
Okay. Fixing on four. And he may well marry Taylor Swift, which doesn't factor in, but I felt like I would mention that.
Yeah, that's...
I hate when people say you don't know stuff, and then their opinion's actually the idiotic one.
Yeah, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Real dumb.
Who do they think is one of the best then? He's not one of the best.
They mention Antonio Gates okay. and Gonzalez, yeah. And those guys are great players.
Mm-hmm.
You can say someone else is the best of all time. You can say Gronk's the best of all time if you want to. That's fine. But you can't say I don't know ball because I consider him one of the top.
One of the top ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hate doing that, but that struck a nerve with me, Doran.
Yeah, strikes a nerve with me.
Struck a nerve with Patrick Queen when they didn't offer him a contract.
Yeah, I want to answer this. I wasn't offered to go back. I think, I don't know if I said that or not, put that in the public or not. I wasn't wanted back. I didn't get an offer back. And, you know, it's definitely kind of upsetting, you know, being there for 4 years and the bond that you grow with your teammates and stuff. But at the end of the day, like I said, like the first few months, you definitely go through those feelings. And now after playing games, you just go by. You just want to win games. You want to win with your teammates, your new teammates. You want to bond with those guys. Everything that you do is for this organization that you're at now. And like I said, I will have feelings. Obviously, anybody in my position would this week. So just take one day at a time. And whatever happens, happens.
Patrick Queen didn't get offered a contract by the Ravens. And really, while the Steelers spent more money on him than they ever have on a free agent, it's not like they totally broke the bank for him. I mean, it's eight and change this year. I think when we talk about Baltimore's defense not being what it's been before, losing that guy, massive.
Yeah.
Because Roquan Smith, well, very good, is not the same player this year without Patrick Queen. And Patrick Queen, while he had a little bit of a slow start with the Steelers, the last couple of weeks has been gangbusters.
Yes.
I thought last week was the best a Steelers inside linebacker has played since Ryan Shazier. Like, if you crystallize it down to one game, that was the best we've seen from a Steelers inside backer since way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be better this week.
Yes.
He's out for blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever you're not wanted and you think that you should be wanted and you think that you're probably going to be back and you think that all the things that you did would suffice for being compensated, I mean, that'll burn a hole in you, and it'll last until you get your redemption. And this is a redemption game. You see it all the time in the NFL. You see it all the time in sports, redemption games. But Patrick Queen is going to be out for blood, as you said.
He's 25.
He's going to be out for blood.
What were they doing? I mean, he had a rep last week where Jaden Daniels, they very rarely let him get outside on those zone reads because they've got a great plan for that, as Arthur Mollett said. And we played back yesterday that they kind of did the Lamar Jackson. They did do the Lamar Jackson game plan on Jaden Daniels. Well, one time he gets out, and they're in the shadow of their own goal line, and it looks like he's going to hit the edge. And if Jaden Daniels gets the edge, look out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Queen just made a beeline straight for the sideline and held him to a 3 or 4 yard gain. I mean, he's playing his best football as a Steeler, and I don't think it's any accident that it's with the Ravens coming up. And I love this. This is what you need for the rivalry to get back
for sure
where it was, right?
For sure. Stuff like this, yes.
Yeah. Like, Tomlin calling out Deontay flipping sides, because obviously, while he talked about it, saying, oh, yeah, well, and we'll play that coming up in a little bit. Yeah, I still talk to a lot of the guys on the Steelers. You know he's pissed off. He wants to go out there and prove the Steelers wrong. Patrick Queen, pissed off, wants to prove the Ravens wrong. Deshaun Elliott, I'm sure there's a little bit of that in there as well. So you've got this titanic matchup of two teams with great records, vying for AFC North supremacy, which obviously is massive. You've got Lamar Jackson probably pissed off for greatness because he's never played well against the Steelers. And then you've got these elements folded in.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great. I mean, and like I said, I mean, you could book this too. If you say that you're going to give a game ball to Pat Freiermuth, on the other end, you can bet your money that Deontay Johnson is going to get targeted a lot in this game. The petty ball, as Doug said yesterday, as Justin Fields said a couple weeks ago, whenever they won in Denver, that Russ Wilson got a petty ball. This is going to be a petty ball game. Like, they are going to target Deontay Johnson, and I think that that's what the Steelers probably should want. You should want Deontay Johnson to get targeted. You can get in his head.
Yes, you can. That's what I was saying yesterday. Hey, if Tomlin's comments help make Harbaugh get cute, let's fold Deontay more into this thing. I think Tomlin's getting exactly what he wants.
Yep.
I think Tomlin knows how to play Harbaugh. Harbaugh went for a weird fourth down last year in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. He gets sucked down into playing these rock fight games. I think Tomlin has always been in Harbaugh's head going all the way back to 2008. And if he gets him to throw the ball to Deontay Johnson, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rashard Bateman, for my money, is much more of a threat with the ball in his hands. Flowers, same deal. And those tight ends will kill you, especially the way Likely's been playing. We'll see if he plays in this game. I do think he practiced yesterday, at least in a limited capacity for the Ravens. So, yeah, throw the ball to Deontay.
Yeah.
Please. Please do. Big moment. That guy, he's going to get. And I saw Donnie tweet this out. I want to give him full credit because I totally agree. Deontay has a drop or falls down.
It's over.
Oh, my God. Dude, Acrisure Stadium is going to give that guy the Johnny Cueto. Deontay.
Oh.
Deontay.
It's over.
Deontay. Dude, I have so little faith in that guy from a clutch capacity that when he quit on the play last year against Cincinnati And then they came back, and whoever they were playing, I said, when they introduced Deontay, don't boo him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Don't boo him, because it's going to totally screw him up. Hell yeah. Texter, Jaden Daniels is not that fast, Crowley.
What?
I'm just busting your balls. Always enjoy listening to y'all. Have a great morning.
I was about to say.
Garrett from Sarver. Stop telling me that obvious things are dumb. You're the dummy. Anyway, how are Steelers fans feeling about this matchup today? 412-928-9370. Like, are we nervous about this? Is there an anticipation? Do we think that the dominance over the Ravens is going to continue? I've gotten actually less nervous as the week's gone on, because yesterday I'm sitting here thinking about Lamar Jackson and how he's going to slice and dice the Steelers, and I just start thinking about Tomlin and how he gets his guys up for this game. And you mentioned the petty game ball. Like, when I say a Titanic matchup, I don't say that lightly. Like, Steelers-Ravens is always awesome, and it's always fun in its own little way. But, like, the Steelers just got their doors blown off by Houston last year, and they got Lamar Jackson and company coming in here, and it's just the most Tomlin win of all time. And he's going to have Patrick Queen ready to run. Yeah. They should just let Patrick Queen, like Jerome Bettis in Super Bowl 40, run on the field by himself.
Man.
He's going to hit all the right buttons. Tomlin is very, very good at that. And I think better at that than Harbaugh is. Texter, they should let Joe Porter Jr. wear 55 like his dad this week. If the Steelers win, does Joey Porter Jr. get up on the bus?
Jeez. Probably not.
People were actually texting in earlier when we were talking about, okay, do you need more from Minka? Do you need more from Freiermuth, saying that Joey Porter Jr. hasn't played all that well this year?
Yeah, he needs to have a game.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a must. I mean, it can't be one of those games where, I mean, how many penalty yards did he have? Over 30-some. He had 3 penalties. He can't have that in this game. You can't give them bonus yards.
And when you commit penalties in the defensive backfield, they're always impactful.
Yeah, because they go over to the spot.
Right. And even if it's a holding or a face mask, it's an automatic first down. Mm-hmm. And we saw that. The Steelers had Jaden Daniels dead to rights, had him sacked, and a face mask penalty let them have new life on that drive before half. Like, you need to be better. And he's not committing more penalties this year than he did last year. I think it's like on par for him to do exactly the same thing in terms of penalties per game. But you were hoping growth would mean just
eliminate.
Yeah, eliminate.
Yeah, dial back.
You think Mike Williams might get up on the Ravens bus?
Ah! Let's go, man! Gotta go!
Ah! Gotta go! All right, when we come back, which Steeler most likely to get on the Ravens team bus after a victory? Which current Steeler? Do that when we come back. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to be joining us in studio for a couple of hours from 7 o'clock until 9. 8:35, Pittman's hoops coach Jeff Capel going to join the show ahead of tomorrow night's Backyard Brawl basketball matchup. Which Steeler would be most likely to get on the Ravens team bus after a Steelers victory? A couple people have texted in on this. George Pickens, couple of votes. I could see that.
Yes.
Someone also texted in, I think the player most likely to get on the Ravens team bus after a win would be Russell Wilson, but to thank them for a great game.
Good game, guys. Good game.
That's what my daughter and I do. We play Uno every day during lunch. It's the only way she'll sit there long enough to eat her food. And after every game, win or lose, we've taught her to shake hand and say, good game. Because she likes to rub it in when she wins, and she gets pissed when she loses. So we do the good game thing. I could see Russ totally doing
for
that.
For sure.
Oh, hey, Roquan.
Yeah, Roquan, good game.
Good game. Seriously, praise the Lord.
Yes.
I thank you for this wonderful battle that we just took part in.
If I had to pick, mine would be Deshaun Elliott. One, because he was a former Raven, and two, he's a little off.
You think?
From his social media posts.
Which they told him to take down, by the way. Correct. I just read that yesterday.
Correct. I think that he would absolutely be the one to get on there.
I like that call.
And you know what he would do? He would get on the bus, and then he would like Facebook Live it or Instagram Live, and just be like, you know, in the background, like, I'm on a Ravens bus, and everybody getting up trying to beat him up and then running off and laughing.
Whoever goes on, like, so if it were Deshaun Elliott, I think that's a great call. Like, a Landon Roberts, I think, fits that bill just as a hard-nosed, tough guy. I'm bringing Darnell Washington.
Yes.
Like, I put Darnell Washington, he's got to be in the top 1% of dudes in the entire NFL that you don't want to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want that smoke.
No.
What, he's 6'7", 300?
Mm-hmm.
Someone texts in, Sayamalu. He goes, Super Saiyan, take out the whole bus. That's a Dragon Ball Z reference there, Dorn.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can Darnell Washington stand up in a bus?
Probably tough. I'm sure he could. If NBA players can, he can.
Bang.
Yeah.
Do they have special buses for NBA players?
I don't know.
People got to quit tweeting in pictures of big burly men and saying that they're Desiree. We got half a dozen tweets of people saying that Desiree is a big nasty looking man.
Yeah, well, she called in, so I don't want to assume anything. But
no,
I mean, if I
can't, we just be pure.
Yeah, use my best judgment. I think that she's not a big burly man.
Can't this be the start of like a radio themed Christmas Hallmark movie?
Could be.
Like, here's a great question. If they start dating now, you'd have to get her a Christmas gift.
Yes.
You're 6 weeks out. A 6 week long relationship, you gotta get at least something for her for Christmas.
Yes, you do.
So it's dangerous territory.
That is. Yeah. You gotta get a present. I don't know what it is. It can't be anything extravagant. It can't be anything big, but it has to be something that's probably heartfelt and thoughtful. Like, in the 6 weeks you have to at least know something that she really, really
yes.
likes. Like, she likes to go to the gym. Maybe like a
foam roller.
Yes. Or some yoga pants.
Oh. Ooh.
Foam roller. Thero gun.
Hey. Yep. Multi-purpose, that thing. The yoga pants, a gift for both of you. I once had a personal trainer, and they gifted me a foam roller for Christmas.
Did you use it?
Oh, yeah. I still use it.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, God. I love a foam roller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know that you can get that for a love interest.
No.
Like, Merry Christmas. These have been the six of the best weeks of my life. And to show you how much it means to me, here's a foam roller.
Yes.
So you can
roll those glutes out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have. You roll so good that it hurts and you almost want to cry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like it.
People texting in saying that Callis is probably upset with us for having all that bus talk and not inviting him into the conversation. All right, Pat Bostic going to join us for the next 2 hours.
You didn't talk about buses. I was listening.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you talked about... Oh.
Yeah, we talked about players going on the Ravens bus, Callis. Did you miss that whole entire segment?
I thought you meant me buying a bus.
He is...
You said Joey Porter Jr. might go up on the bus.
We might have messed him up.
Joey Porter Jr. might wear number 55. Yeah.
We might have messed him up. He's so concerned about Desiree right now that his focus isn't on the show.
He doesn't have the text line in there, so he's been on my computer trying to look up and re-look up her number like four different times and send her messages, and I think it's totally derailed his focus.
I didn't send her any
messages. Mario Kart?
Not yet.
I have a lot of propane and meats in my freezer. You like burgers?
I know how to propane grill. In my freezer.
The propane's meats. Not in your freezer. The meat's in the freezer. All right, Pat Bostic going to join us for the next couple hours when we come back, getting to some quarterback talk. And now some conversations have been swirling around about what Russell Wilson might cost come this offseason. Would you pay what is reported? We'll get into that. But first, let's tell you about Fan Weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.